So, yeah, I grew up in Baltimore and in Pikesville, right across the street from Chizuk Emunah Synagogue on Stevenson Road. And the story when Laura, oh, sorry, is that better? Thanks. I don't stand up that much. So when I was asked sort of, do you have any stories from, you know, Jewish-related stories, I have a lot. I feel like I was always there and, you know, was very involved in synagogue growing up, but I wasn't a great kid all the time. We did a lot of bad things, and I thought this story sort of was a funny bad thing that we did. So I lived across the street from Chizuk Emunah, and went to Hebrew schools on Hebrew school on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and we really hated it, like just dreaded it, hated it every week, miserable, and swore I would never send my kids to Hebrew school, and of course now they go to Hebrew school 2 days a week and hate it and dread it and swear their kids will never go to Hebrew school. So we used to get dropped off from the bus from school at my house, and then we'd hang out and walk across Stevenson Road to get to Hebrew school, which was like a good half hour later. And Stevenson Road is a pretty major road, especially for, like, you know, this story, we were, I think, about maybe 9 or 10 years old, 10 or 11 maybe. And so, like, you know, we used to joke about, like, you know, one of these days, one of us is going to get hit by a bus crossing the street to go to Hebrew school. we used to like to pull pranks on April Fool's Day. So the year previous to this one, I remember, and I actually truly wasn't involved in this, but people in the class had put mayonnaise in the erasers on the board, and that was entertaining to watch erasers trying to. And so the next year, April 1st, I remember, fell on a Wednesday, but we were sure that on April 2nd, on that Thursday, no one would suspect anything. So we planned this prank because that we were going to pretend that I did, in fact, get hit by a bus crossing the street to get to Hebrew school. And we were sure that this was going to be the best prank that anyone had ever pulled. You know, there were weeks of planning sessions in that half hour before we went to Hebrew school. We had selected, you know, a pair of old jeans that we would rip up and a ketchup bottle that would be important for fake blood. And so on the appointed Thursday, we went to my house, and the plan was we would go sort of set up camp by the side of the road, by Stevenson Road, and I would sort of be in this, you know, dramatic pose with these ripped up jeans slathered with blood or ketchup, as it were, and, you know, my face. And the teachers arriving to Hebrew school, who always got there right before we did, would see us and panic and, you know, watch them run around, their heads on fire. Of course, we didn't really think stupidly, like, well, this could really cause problems for emergency workers. We realized later that they must not have taken us that seriously because there were no calls to 911 that were made, or they were horribly negligent, so one of those things. But anyway, so we set up this tableau, and, you know, sort of two guys were sort of next to me, and the fourth had gone inside to retrieve, see if someone could come out. And in the meantime, we have two Hebrew school teachers, and Mrs. Wasserman drove by, and we saw her coming in her car, and we were all, like, sort of crouched down, and I gave my, you know, sort of pained look, and she rolled down her window, and she squinted, and she leaned out the window, and she said, "Get to class!" So that wasn't what we were going for. So we sort of thought about it for a minute, and we're like, well, I guess that didn't really work. But so we kind of got up, and we were just kind of, like, disappointed and sort of started walking to the building. And in the meantime, Josh, by the way, so it was Josh Gordon. I don't know if anybody knows any of these people. They all grew up in Pikesville. Josh Gordon, David Kagan, and Andy Walsh, and me, Evan Serpig. And Josh had gone into class to get the teacher, the other teacher, Mrs. Unguru. And so he had gotten her, and he was, like, running ahead, and she was following him down the stairs to see what happened. And as we're walking into class, we see that she's coming down, and we're like, oh, we could still do this. You know, she's, you know. So we quickly, like, I put my arms around two guys, like, you know, and started, like, limping with the bloody leg. And Josh's like, look, there he is. He's been hit. And I really remember him screaming, "He's been hit." And he sort of went under my arm, and as she saw me, he put his head behind my back and started cracking up, like, laughing hysterically. And we realized later, after talking to her, that she thought he was sobbing, which really helped the effect. I also have asthma, and I had, in the excitement of getting, you know, in costume, left my asthma inhaler at home. And so I was wheezing a lot, too, which also really helped. So we had a whole thing. I was wheezing, he was sobbing, and limping and dragging my feet. And so so she was just kind of like, well, I don't know what to do, and just, like, go to the office. And so she's, like, just sort of pushing us into the office, and I remember Mandy Shavitz's mom was like the acting nurse at the time, and she was like, I'm a nurse. And so as we're going to the office, I'm like, this is as far as I had thought this. I don't really know what to do now. But we really thought we had them fooled. I mean, this was sort of from a kid's mind eye. I was like, well, this worked. I mean, you know, everybody. So we sort of I get splayed out on a conference room table in the office, and after, you know, a second, I'm just like, and she like touches my forehead and she's like, is this ketchup? Yeah. And you know, we were, one few things that I remember from this is, one is we didn't get in any trouble, which was kind of, in retrospect, like, I think I would have put these people, in some serious trouble. But I think on some level there was some appreciation for the creativity, and we had a stern talking to, and we had to, you know, man the candy table downstairs for a few weeks, I think, was as harsh as it got. But in retrospect, what's funny about this is, you know, we really, like I said, we really hated Hebrew school. There was this idea that, like, being forced to go to more school after school was just unbelievable. We were indignant about this. And I think Hebrew schools have learned this because they make it less school-like. But at the time, it was like, you know, you sat at a desk, you had periods, you had work, and we were just not ready for that. And our parents, I don't think, took it as seriously, too, because, you know, you didn't get as big trouble as you would at primary schools. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. But so I think that's part of the reason why we didn't get in much trouble. But at the time, we really thought we pulled off this great prank. And for sort of a few years after that, I thought, like, this is really the coup of our Hebrew school time. And only until when I was later, sort of in high school and after high school, did I really think, like, there's no way they believe this story. Like, you know, 4 10-year-olds with slather on ketchup and whatever. And I reached out to my friends, these guys who were in this recently when I was going to tell this story, and they all were still like, yeah, I thought they believed it, but yeah, that sounds crazy. Like, no way they believe it. And I actually am Facebook friends with Mrs. Unguru, one of the two teachers. And I said, you know, do you remember the story where, you know, I was coming into, Hebrew school and I was pretending I got hit by a bus? And she's like, you know, so I said, kind of, like, you know, do you remember me, Evan? I was your teacher. She's like, oh, yeah, you know, that class was horrible. You guys were terrible, like the worst kids ever. She's like, but, you know, you were one of the nice ones. And I was like, I really don't remember being one of the nice ones. And so I said, do you remember this story where, you know, I pretended I got hit by a bus? And she's like, oh, yeah, you weren't nice at all. You were all terrible. But she also, you know, was like, of course we didn't believe it. You know, it was just this, we sent you to the office to keep you from going to class and getting everyone riled up. So it's funny how, you know, with kids' eyes and as adults' eyes, you sort of start to realize that kids' things that seem so important were really just, you know, kids' play. And so now I hope my kids never do that at Hebrew school, or else they'll get in a lot more trouble than I did. But that's my story. Thank you.